Hello?
Yes, hello. Miss Tina available?
Yes, this is.
Miss Tina, my name is Aaron Jenkins. I'm with Family First Home Care, the company you've been working with, to help with Dominic to get the home care waiver.
Okay.
All right, the reason I'm calling is because they sent me some emails, my enrollment staff sent me some emails about folks that they've been trying to get enrolled and are basically stuck with the county assistance office at this point and trying to get the financials verified. So I do a multitude of things with Family First, but I've been doing enrollment on my own for over 10 years. So it's something I just do for them every once in a while. If there's a case or cases that they just cannot make a break on, okay? I do have some connections and some strategies to usually expedite the process. So when they can't, you know, they work with hundreds of enrollment clients a day, but when they have a few that are needed extra push, they reach out to me, so which they have done in terms of Dominic. If you have time, I want to ask you a couple of questions, and I want to see where we can go from here.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so I looked in the notes. I see that LaToya Banks may be the income case manager assigned to Dominic's case. Now, all the financials were sent in. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, I do see on 2-4, there's a note from Shira that has the enrollment broker was out today to collect the financials. So they came out on 2-4, so a week from today. So last Wednesday, the enrollment broker came out and collected, I'm guessing, banking information for Dominic?
Correct. Well, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they received it, and then they should have to send it in. All right, what I want to do with you is I'm assuming that you are authorized representative on Dominic's case as his mother, right?
Correct.
Okay. I want to call the enrollment broker with you. I want to get some dates from them, some information, and I also want to see if there are any uploads, imaging, or notes in the COMPAS system, which is the county assistance office system. The enrollment broker has limited access, but they do have access nonetheless. And also inquire about what they have and what they uploaded to see if there's anything missing, because sometimes they aren't versed enough. Some people don't realize what the county assistance office is going to ask for. They'll try anything to deny someone to request more financial information. Many times they do something called over-verification, which they ask for more. Even something as simple as they ask for 5-year look back. Well, technically in the bylaws for it, they only need 3 years, but they always ask for 5 years. So sometimes if 3 years are submitted, but they're saying, oh, we're still missing 5 years, I know where to go and say, listen, you're asking for 5 years, but technically the only thing that's mandatory is 3. And not even some of the workers down there knew that. But knowing enough people and doing this long enough, you do know some of the loopholes. But long story short, I just want to get some information from them to see if there's anything that can be triggered that would allow them to expedite the process if we are within our rights to do so. So if you have about 15 minutes, I want to call the enrollment broker with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, hold on for a second. Let me add them to the call so we can find out. Let me see.
Can I turn this off?
Independent enrollment broker to continue in English.
Yeah.
If you are an applicant or author representative, if you need to send application to us, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Yeah, Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline. My name is Danielle. We are at X-Home speaking with today.
Yes, Danielle. You're speaking to Aaron Jenkins and as well as Miss Tina. She is the mother of Dominic Blocker, who is an applicant for home community-based services through the Medicaid waiver.
Are we calling to check a status or start a referral?
Check the status.
And what company are you calling from?
Family First Home Care.
And your phone number?
267-551-7412.
Okay, I now need to obtain the applicant's personal information. Please note that we will not speak about the applicant's application without their written or verbal permission. And what's the applicant's date of birth?
Go ahead, Ms. Tina. You can give the information for Dominic.
Okay, it's 2904.
And verify his address.
1820 Tomlinson Road, Philadelphia, PA, 19116.
Your first and last name?
Tina Blocker.
And your phone number?
267-240-9322.
Can you give me permission to discuss the applicant's case information while Mr. Aaron is on the line?
Yes.
And the reason you guys are calling today?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
The reason you guys are calling today?
The reason that we're calling is check the status update. Also, I was trying to find out the dates of the Fed assessment, physician certification form, 1768, and to also see if there's any notes or uploads from the county assistance office in regard to Dominic's financials.
Okay. Fed assessment was completed on December 1st of 2025. Physician certification form completed on December 2nd of 2025. Intake visit assessment was completed on November 13th of 2025. PA 1768 was sent to the county assistance office on December 3rd of 2025. I'm logging into the county assistance office comments now to see what any notes, if there was any notes updated. I do see that they received new documents on February 4th of this year. No, they don't have any updated comments on the applicant's case yet.
Okay. So they received the documents on the 4th, so I'm assuming they were uploaded in Compass on the 4th?
I'm not sure how they were dropped off to the county. I just see that they were uploaded.
Okay.
I see that they had a support visit, so our enrollment case manager probably dropped it.
Right. So a researcher probably came out from the IEB. I believe somebody came from the IEB to pick up the information. Do you have any comments in terms of the enrollment broker? What was?
So they were dropped off and receipt scanned and uploaded in our system. So, yes, the enrollment case manager dropped it off, and that's how the county uploaded.
Okay. And in those documents, can you see or is anything from the IEB about what was received specifically?
The bank statement.
Right. How many years?
Okay, they didn't list that. The applicant don't remember what they gave the enrollment case manager?
Ms. Tina, do you
was,
know?
It was all the bank statements, and there was a couple additional letters that Ms. Banks
about
had requested.
The explanation.
Yes.
So the financial explanation letter was also a part of that?
Yes.
Correct.
All right, financial explanation letter, bank statements. Was there, does Dominic receive Social Security?
Yes.
Was the award letter attached with that?
Not to this one, because I was told that everything that was sent prior was already received. The only thing that they said was not received were the bank statements, because they were sent, the way that they were sent as it was supposed to have been sent as a PDF, but it was received as a Google document, so they got them individually. That's what, that's where the problem lied, where the being receiving was, it was, they were not being received properly, but the all the other documents were received. They were not requested again.
Okay. And So you submitted documents before, and then when they came out last week to receive them, that was the second time they were being sent to the county assistant's office?
Oh, no. This is like the 10th time. We keep resending them, but they say that they can't open the document.
Oh, they say they can't open them. Okay. So, this is directed to the IB rep. You can see upload in the portal, correct?
Me?
No.
Correct.
Yes. Oh. In Rome, okay. Now, do you see specific uploads or just a generalization? Like, can you see an award letter in there?
No. Like I said, I see the big statements. I see the letter of the explanation of the transactions. I do not see the award letter for the benefits.
Okay. That may be something that we're going to have to need. It shouldn't be, but I'll explain to you after you have to be up the phone with the enrollment broker and why. Does Dominic have any life insurance?
No.
Okay, that's fine. And he doesn't own any homes, correct?
Correct.
Okay. What do you have a date in which, what is the date that the county assistant's office has until they'll close the case?
So their reconsideration period ends on the 22nd of this month.
2/22 is the end of reconsideration. Okay. And is there an end date on the medical assistance application?
That's also on the 22nd, so they'll need a reassessment after the 22nd.
Okay, so we're good to the 22nd, and then after that, the IEB, we have to do another assessment call, I'm assuming. Hello?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so we have went to the 22nd. After the 22nd, then, okay. All right, that's all I needed. That's all I needed. Ms. Tina, you have any other questions for her?
No. The only question that I have is all the documents that were sent prior, you don't have those, you don't have them now, but you don't have anything prior to this?
The county would never upload it. So once they claim, and I've seen them do that before, if they send them in Google Docs, they always say they can't open them unless it's a PDF, right? So because of that, it's like they never existed.
I was told that they were received.
So what they're saying that they received is whatever you just gave them a week ago. So the stuff that was sent before that, if they uploaded, it does not exist. And even though it's the county's fault, like even though they say, oh, we received something, we couldn't open it. So to them, never. So if it's not in that system in which this rep can see in that Compass system, it's like they never existed. So like when we asked them about the award letter, you could have sent that in before. But if it wasn't sent in a week ago, whatever that enrollment broker came by and picked up, they're going to claim it up, they don't have it.
Then why didn't she scan all that last week when she was here?
No, she did. They have that. They have what she scanned in. You're talking about before then. The county didn't upload them because, like you said, they explained to you that they couldn't open it up, so they didn't have anything to upload. But when she went out to the support visit, she uploaded that, and they have those documents.
No, the only thing that they could not upload were the bank statements. Other than that, every document
right, and they
that,
have them now.
Right,
but
right.
They, I guess when they explained to you that they couldn't upload the bank statements, they must have didn't upload anything. Because I don't see the award letter that you said you sent. I just see what we got at the support visit that was uploaded. I see the PA-1768 that we sent over and all the documents that we send over on our end. I do not see the benefits award letter.
Right, that was sent already, and I was told that, yes, we have that.
So who said that, the county assistant's office or the enrollment broker?
No, the enrollment program.
Okay, and that's, yeah.
Shira said she saw it, and somebody in whoever she spoke to in the enrollment, they said they have everything except for the statements. And that new award letter, because Shira said that she had updated something with the documents where something that I did incorrectly, and she updated it for me, and then I sent it back and all that was updated with the withdrawals of over $500. I had to clarify that. I thought that I clarified it clearly, but it wasn't clarified clearly, so she helped me with that. I fixed that. But all the other paperwork, my checklist I had, all of that was sent in, and I was told that it was received. And if it wasn't received, then the lady who came last week should have scanned my entire packet all over again.
Mm-hmm.
She only scanned in, to my knowledge, just the bank statements.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm also, because so with the IEB, they have access to see inside some of the county assistance office, the COMPAS system. If she's saying she doesn't see an award letter, that means the county doesn't see it. So I just sent Shira an email to see if she has an award letter to make sure. Because if they don't have it in it currently, then that means they just don't have it. And the county, even regardless, you think simple math would make sense, they can see in his bank statements and see what he receives on a monthly basis. But they're, many times they're not going to consider it unless they see an award letter, because the award letter shows his gross income, not his net, and they want to see his net. And they won't even take the time to do the simple math and realize that he'll be under the resource level if they don't get the award letter. And I don't want them to deny him because of not having the award letter. So I want to get that submitted or resubmitted before the 22nd.
Okay.
So I'll see. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. So either somebody should come back out, or you'll confirm it with Shira.
I will confirm it with Shira. And if you still have a copy of it, I'll have you send it directly to me, and I'll upload it. I'll send it to the county, and in particular to a supervisor, so they can add it to his file.
Okay.
Yeah, Makina, you
still. And I mean, in your explanation letter, you put what everything. I mean, you did a very good job on your explanations with the deposits, because you put Social Security, Social Security, Social Security. Like, I see that. So. They might not even need it, but like he said, send that, because that would be just their one excuse where things don't get processed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it way too many times. Way too many times from them. It's a purposeful strategy, because they're behind, understaffed, and under-talented. And if they can say anything to push him back into reconsideration again, they will foreclose the case.
Yeah, it just kind of seems like we're getting to the finish line, and they're waiting to the finish line to say, nope, can't do it.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's all the questions I have. Ms. T, do you have any more for the rep?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Ms. T, you stay on the line. And, and thank you. No survey. I know you have to ask.
No problem. So thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
So. Okay. All right, Ms. Tina. Yeah. See, dealing with the county assistance office, especially in most of them, but especially in Philadelphia, it is like dealing with children. It's very, very bad. It's the reason I started my consultant business years ago, because of the enrollment process, and it's gotten nothing but worse. County is so behind. They claim they've been understaffed since COVID, since 2020. 6 years, they're not understaffed. That's an excuse. They're overwhelmed that they never planned correctly to receive this amount of applicants. So just to give you a slight history on it, when they changed this whole Medicaid, this managed care organization to oversee the Medicaid benefits for long-term care in 2018, when they started, Philadelphia only has, we have maybe 20 to 30 county assistance office / welfare office, whatever you want to call them. Only one receives long-term care applications, and that's Parkside Avenue. The reason that is so stupid is because this region is called Region 4. That's Philadelphia, Bucks, Montgomery, Delaware, and Chester County. Now, when they started this program in 2018, Region 4 had 120,000 active members. Now, out of those 120,000 active members, 80,000 in Region 4 were in Philadelphia alone. So all the other counties, Delaware, Chester, Bucks, and Montgomery, had one county assistance office that took long-term care applications. But they have 40,000 members combined. Philadelphia had 80,000 members that already had the service and also had one. So you would think if four count, if we double the amount of applicants currently 8 years ago, then the other four counties combined, there's no way we can still have one county assistance office for long-term care.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So even from that day, I actually went down and protested against CHC, not protested, but I had an argument with them because I just didn't think they were ready for this. Because I had done managed care in Atlanta in 2012. So I saw how managed care goes. And I was like, you guys aren't prepared. There's no way you can have Philadelphia's too large. So long story short is they never increased the amount. So every single person in Philadelphia County that's applying for home care, now mind you, 33% of all Pennsylvanians would qualify for this service since 2023. They never increased it. So what happened was they started getting backed up and backed up and backed up, and now we're here today. Where they last year they said that they would open two more long-term care offices in Philadelphia, one downtown, one in the Northeast. Never happened. So Parkside Avenue receives every single application. At one point, they're receiving on average 100 a day of new applicants. So imagine just being understaffed and that everybody comes there. I'm just estimating, just being in this field for almost 20 years, I'm guessing there's 10 to 20,000 clients behind. I'm almost sure of it. So this is why I never meet deadlines. At this point, I spend a lot of my time speaking with council people, councilmen, councilwomen, state reps on trying to hold the county assistance office accountable. And they have to change and streamline this process because people are missing in the cracks. They're losing waivers. Mm-hmm. They're not getting the waivers all because of the structure and incompetence of the Philadelphia, the Parkside Avenue office. So they have to fix it. All the other like people like myself, the enrollment broker, everybody as assisting the county assistance in this process. The enrollment broker, how she could look in the system for the county, they couldn't do that 2 years ago. They actually had a meeting with the county assistance, like them coming out to take your financial information for Dominic, they couldn't do that 2 years ago. They actually met with the county assistance office and said, what can we do to help? And they have turned a new leaf, and they have assisted when they were actually the problem 6-7 years ago. So everybody's helping the county assistance office except the county assistance office. So this
That's
is what
terrible.
We're doing. Yeah, right. So luckily, I have connections in the county assistance office. I've been dealing with them for years. Sometimes I can get somebody to actually push it through, things of that nature. I just have to get enough information on Dominic's case to see who I can reach out to. Now, I will say this. Because it's not due until the 22nd, normally – they're so busy, even my execs and supervisors I know, they're not normally going to touch it or push it through for me until it gets to the 22nd. Because
oh, my God.
Yeah, because they have until then technically to approve them. So they're still in their timeline.
Wow.
Yeah. What I usually – so when I get somebody from the beginning, of course I'm just getting it now, but if I started with the beginning, normally what I do – is I get everything, all the statements, everything before they're even due, and I submit them before they're due because normally the county assistance office, when they receive Dominic's information, so when they receive his Maximus approval where he is clinically and medically in need of home care, they send a form over to the county. What Maximus does is send a form over called the 1768. That 1768 is dated for December 3rd, right? Mm-hmm. What I would have done is I would say December 1st is December 2nd. I would have sent every Dominic's bank statements, the financial letter, as well as the award letter. I would have sent that a day or two prior because normally what the county does, when they receive that 1768, that's a notification, that's a form that says review Dominic's application for home care, check his financials, basically. That gives them approval to say the county is in your hands now, check his financials. What they normally do is when they receive that 1768, that was December 3rd, they'll open his case. And that is prior to you even receiving normally it's prior to you receiving the what was even requested in terms of financially. So before you get that letter in the mail that says he needs 5 years of bank statements, he needs life insurance, all that stuff, they'll get the 1768. They'll open it up. When at December 3rd, they'll open this case up. And they'll say, oh, Dominic doesn't have anything in his file. We're rejecting him, right? Even though you haven't got the notification yet of what they reject him, because when they receive his 1768, they have 30 days to make a decision. But if they reject him, even though you aren't aware of what they needed yet, they can now put him in what's called reconsideration, where they'll send a letter out and say, hey, we got his file. He's nothing in here. He's being rejected. Case is closed until you receive it, and then we'll reopen it. And the reason they do that, because they can reopen it and put him in reconsideration, because reconsideration gives them 60 days. So So they try to get everybody in reconsideration to automatically double the amount of days they have to review his application. So normally when I have somebody that starts enrollment with me from the ground up, they're going to have the information before the county gets it. So you can open his record and see, oh, wait a minute, his stuff is already here. Yeah, so you have a chance to either review it or at least approve it, but you cannot reject him and put him in reconsideration. So
that's kind of like where he is at this point, though. He went into
reconsideration.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Because we got the letter. They got everything, and in the denial letter, they said the only thing that they needed are the financial. And they even said that that was the only thing they needed. So they got all the other paperwork.
Right.
So I'm not really sure.
So because they didn't receive the financial, that still is a rejection, and that closes this case.
Yeah.
And then once they get it, they reopen it. But see, what they'll do is, and this is another thing, they're even so bad, whether it was hand-delivered or uploaded in Compass or how I email it, they're even so bad where I'll email the information. I'll get an email from a supervisor saying the case is rejected because we didn't receive the bank statements. Mind you, they're replying to the email in which I sent the bank statements.
Gosh.
Right. This is what they'll do. So then they'll say, oh, we'll resend them. And I'll say no, because if I resend them, now you're going to count receiving the bank statements from today. I will forward you the email that I sent 45 days ago, and you need to record that date. So it is documented that you received them then, regardless of how you missed them. You received them.
Okay.
So do not push. You cannot push that date as you received them today. No, you received them in December. You didn't receive them February 11th. Those are certain things. It's almost like a game with them. So it's almost like being a lawyer. Like,
right.
You know,
you
and should be. Right. So,
oh, my gosh.
Right. That's why I wanted to get all the dates and everything from them. I see the reconsideration is 220. Now, I can't change that because I don't know what was done prior to me, so the reconsideration will be 222. One of my goals is never to get to reconsideration, okay? And that 30 days, because normally they're supposed to have 30 days, and if they didn't review it within 30 days, it's supposed to be automatic approval. And then they just have to wait a year to a renewal to see if he really was approved for it. But that's what it's supposed to do. They then, about 18 months ago, they changed their 30 days to 45. Mind you, they didn't tell anybody. It was just that they were so backed up. They were just saying, oh, we got 45 days to review. And I said, no, you don't. And I can check right here on the website. You have 30 days to review since receiving the 1768. They started just making up days, like 45 days, 60 days. And then now, as of this year, somehow they got it approved, where now they're saying we have 45 days from receiving. So, like I said, nobody's holding them accountable. They're just giving themselves more time. Instead of streamlining the process, they're just pushing it back and pushing it back and pushing it back. So we have it to the 22nd. Once the 22nd hits or the 21st, that's when I can be a full-blown jerk-off.
Okay.
All right.
So I have to do anything now?
You don't have to. Let me hear from Shira first. I'll reach out to you. If Shira does not have the award letter, I'm going to want you to send it to me because I want them to have that award letter before the 22nd so it can be uploaded in their system, because even though they'll – so I don't know. First, say if Dominic was receiving $1,400 for Social Security and he's netting $1,250 after taxes. That's obviously under. So like, how much is he receiving for Social Security?
No, he only gets like $800. Where'd they get $1,400?
Well, no, I was just giving an example.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What the fuck did he get? No. His award letter, it's like eight, I don't know the exact amount, it's like eight something a month that he gets.
Okay. All right, so eight something a month. So let's say if he receives that, and that is his after taxes or before taxes?
That's what gets deposited. So
deposited.
I don't know if that's after.
So that's his net. That is after taxes. So, for instance, that $800-some-odd a month, they'll see that in his bank account every month, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they will ignore it because they'll say, well, we need the award letter to see his gross. Mind you, the limit that Dominic can make per month is $2,900 gross. He has to be under that.
Oh, God.
Obviously, if he get $800-some-odd, he's way under that, right?
Yeah.
The county system will reject him. For and say, we don't know his gross. Now, just simple mathematics says, if I'm getting $800-something dollars per month, my gross is obviously not over $2,900.
Right.
I have seen them deny folks because they said, we don't have the award letter at state. We need to see his gross, as if he's getting taxed $2,000. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So that's why I'm big on award. I tell my staff, get the award letter. It seems simple. Like anybody with a third grade education can see, oh, well, he's under the income limit. They'll find anything they can to deny him. If they don't see an award letter in the financials, they'll just say, oh, they'll just reject them. We're waiting for the award letter. Yeah, anything they can do to push that person back into reconsideration periods, that's what they'll do.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're dealing with, especially in Philadelphia County. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I would say if you can get it, great, and let me know. I'm going to
well,
ask.
Well, I have everything. I have everything. Everything was sent. But if you need it again, just let me know. The number that you're calling me, the number that Sherritt calls me from, mm-hmm. we end up if we don't talk to each other, we end up texting each other from that number. So the same goes with you. If you need to.
Mm-mm.
No,
this
don't
number
text.
Cannot receive. Yeah, this is only inbound, outbound calls. I don't work.
Oh, okay.
In the so she
you
has. I don't work in. I don't work in the office. I'm the only person in Philadelphia that doesn't work in the office.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was easy or anything. Like just in case, like we miss each other's calls or something like that. Because sometimes we miss each other, and because sometimes I'll call her and she doesn't. She doesn't get my call, so I'm like, hey, I'm calling you, or something like real simple, like. Whatever, just
I'll
to make
give
it easier.
You a
but, okay.
You can text me on. I'm going to give you my number, my regular cell, because this is an app on my cell phone. So it receives inbound and outbound, but it doesn't receive text messages. At least the IT department has not told me yet that they have a way for me to receive text messages. So I'm going to give you my number, right? And if you can't reach me on this, you can call and or text me on my number. Okay?
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, 267.
Uh-huh.
456.
456.
0024.
Okay.
All right.
And your last name is Jenkins, right, you said?
Yes, it is. Yep, Aaron Jenkins.
Okay. All right, and if I, And, I'll put that number in, and then I'll just wait to hear from you, and just let me know what you need.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.